When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for July 7th, 2025. So mortgage rates ticked up a little bit today. It really wasn't from any economic news because there was really no economic news out there today. We did have the passage of the big, beautiful tax bill. We're going to go over that briefly here in a minute. If you watch my live event, we went over this in detail. So I'm going to go over that in a second. But what we want to talk about today is, what is the consumer demand for housing? Is it still there? What kind of people are buying? That's what we're going to really focus in on today's report. So mortgage rates, they went up just a tad today. And if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or looking to refinance. I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video because you're here for these things. So let's get over to it. There was an interesting interview on CNBC today. And I have to say, this thing is completely on point. I'm going to just play a couple captions of this. Then I'm going to kind of give you my feedback and what my experience is telling me right now on how the market is based on this information, but you got to hear this. He is right on point, and I'll come back in a second when he gives us this first caption, because I just had a conversation with a young man on the West Coast right before I watched this, and I'm like, I got to play this thing today. Let's get over to this interview.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the housing market. Mortgage rates ticking back up after hitting their lowest level since April, still stubbornly above 6.5%. Joining us now, Howard Hughes Holdings CEO David O'Reilly. David, there's been a little bit of softness, largely, you say, due to some of the macro uncertainty that's out there. But we still have a shortage of more than a million homes in this country. So how do you square that all with where consumer demand is right now?
I think consumer demand during periods of times of high volatility in treasuries, high volatility in mortgage rates, and high volatility in economic uncertainty pause. And right now we're seeing that pause occur with our home buyers. As you just mentioned, we're short over a million homes in this country and demand is still there, but that demand is patient and we'll wait until that uncertainty dissipates or mortgage rates stabilize. And in this case, it's clearly around the impact of tariffs and what that will do to the U.S. economy.
And the reason why I brought this up is the young man, he's out in the West Coast. And when we started talking, it was about 2 months ago, and their market was just killing it. I mean, it was on fire. And then all of a sudden he calls today because he was looking to sell one of his properties. And so he calls today and he's like, Dan, I'm just having a tough time selling this property. What happened? He said, is this just local or is it all over the country? And I said, yeah, it just seems like purgatory. And I basically said kind of exactly what this young man just said. I said, a lot of people that are looking to, you know, if I'm looking to, you know, buy down or buy up from my current home, I got to put the house on the market. But a lot of people are just sitting there. I don't have to put my house on the market. So if you've been in a home for 3, 4, 5 years, you have equity in the house and you probably refinanced when rates were 2 or 3%. If you bought over the last year or two, you probably still have some equity in your house and you still, you know, hopefully that those rates as they come down, you can refinance and save some money. But you have a lot of people kind of stuck at the beginning, like my son, for example. He bought a starter home He was able to refinance it in the 2% range. And now when you go to look to buy another house, it's like even moving up, it's like it's hard to stomach a 6 or 7% interest rate. So he's like, I'll just stay, you know, put while, you know, everything just settles down. When the market settles down and housing, you know, settles down and does what it does, I can move up or do something with my house. Now, those starter homes aren't hitting it back to the market because a lot of those people are in his exact situation. Let's listen to the rest of this, the video that this young man has to say. They have a unique spin on how they're doing things to kind of keep up with the markets. They go into areas and they develop the land and then start selling off the land to builders in a lot of these high demand areas that the lots are the premiums. Let's get over to it.
Strategically, how are you thinking about positioning this company? And what has been the biggest shift since Bill Ackman took that executive chairman role and his Pershing Square chief investment officer, Ryan Israel, became your CIO?
Our strategy in terms of land sales to home builders hasn't changed despite the change in our overall board makeup and our C-suite makeup. We're selling land to home builders just to keep up with underlying demand. Just to keep up with underlying sales and homes within our communities. That's going to lead us to another record year of land sales to home builders this year based on our guidance. Our communities of Summerlin, Woodlands, and Bridgeland are seeing incredible demand from home buyers, incredible demand from home builders looking for that precious raw material, our finished lots, to deliver that housing inventory to those consumers that are looking for new homes.
I guess the question is, which consumers? I was just looking at a chart of first-time home buyers relative to the sheer number of first-time home buyers at a 20-year low. And I'm wondering, I mean, do you think that's a dynamic that can be repaired by mortgage levels returning to a certain rate? And if so, what's the rate?
What's happening now, and this is why we follow permits, and what kind of permits of homes are being built. The majority of homes are being built right now are multi-unit and basically build to rent. So the single family smaller homes, and he's going to bring this up in a second, they're gone. And the ones that are there are eaten up by, you know, first time home buyers 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, that they're going to stay in those homes and be patient until they have seen a move up opportunity. And again, let's see how he concludes this.
Well, where exactly that rate is that Q's first time demand, I don't know. My crystal ball is a little bit foggy. It's definitely lower than where it is today. That demand is coming from move up buyers and luxury buyers that are less impacted by the current mortgage rates. New buyer demand will come back. There is pent up demand. We need to see slightly lower rates, but we also need to see slightly smaller homes. And we need to see some in deflationary pressures bring materials back. In a place where home builders can deliver first-time homes at a meaningful margin, which is very difficult to do in today's market environment.
Have home builders, I mean, I think average square footage has declined over the years, right, from the age of the McMansion. But how small do you envision that getting?
Well, even though it's smaller today, call it 15 to 20% smaller than the age of the McMansion, as you put it, that's still double what we saw in the late 1960s and early 1970s. I mean, everybody today is buying a home and every bedroom's en suite. You know, I grew up in a bunk bed with a bathroom down the hall in a much smaller home. I think a lot of us did. I think the consumer demand for home.
We'll leave it at that. That's where he left it there. I also did. Me and my brother had a red, white, and blue shag carpeting with bunk beds in our house. So that's that piece of it. Now let's get over to the big, beautiful tax bill. Now, folks, this is an unbiased opinion. This, everybody, you know, post down there, Mega Dan and everything else. Folks, I'm just like you guys. I want what's the best for all of us. So let's just kind of briefly go down through here. I just want to, what I'm trying to do is get the facts. And you guys know, if you follow my channel, I usually, my whole goal is just to provide you the facts, not the fiction for the clicks. I just want to provide you the facts. So go through this right through here. There are some detriments to this, and I'm trying to drill that down. So watch my live event that I had today, because I really wanted to take a dive into the SNAPS program and Medicare and Medicaid. So we kind of talked about that a little more in depth in our live event. But just going through this, the new tax bill real quick. These are the headlines, and this is from CNBC. So I'm not going to say that, you know, they're usually biased one way or another, but let's just present the data, folks. And you don't have to blast me down below, folks. This is just the information that's provided. So here we're going to go through the current tax laws and what the final legislation is. Just give it a thumbs up or rank this. There's 10 questions down there. And if you voted thumbs up on most of them, well, maybe you would have passed this bill. So let's check and see what it looks like. So right now, the current law, if you're a single standard deductions, that's the headlines. So if you're single, you could deduct up to $15,000. If you're married, $30,000. Well, in the new tax law, that's going up $750 to $15,750 and $31,500. So that's the new law. So I'll give that a thumbs up because it's helping people get more deductions. All right, so bonus deductions for old adults. Well, this is kind of getting in my range, folks. I'm 60 years old, so I'm getting close to this. But right now, there's a $1,600 for ages 65 and older for 2025 on deductions. You can go boost that up to $7,600 for ages 65 and older. $88,000 for unmarried. Okay, so this is another one for the older folks out there, 65 and older. You just got a little boost in your income there. All right, state and local taxes. This is the SALT bill. Right now it's $10,000 limits. This is going to $40,000. This is basically state and local taxes that you can deduct and it floats over to your federal returns. So if you're in high tax states like New York, California, New Jersey, I think it was Illinois, I'm one of them, and Maine or something like that. If you're in one of those states, you benefited. So if I, in this situation, because of this SALT tax deduction, I benefited. So I am so far 3 or 4 for 4. All right, now child tax credits. Right now, the tax credit is $2,000. It is going to $2,200. So another, you know, a little bit benefit there, $200 increase from $2,000. Estate and gift tax exemptions. Well, I don't know if this is going to help you. It sure as heck isn't going to help me. But you're going to be able to now go. You can deduct $14 million to your estate plan previously. Now it's going to $15 million. And if you're married, it went from $27.9 million to $30 million. So I don't know how many people this is going to help watching this video. But if it's helping you, God bless you. All right, the tax tips, tax on tips. Right now, every penny you earned was taxed. Okay, now what they're doing on taxes on tips, $25,000. Your first $25,000 is deducted, so you will not pay taxes on those. Overtime, same thing. Previously, you paid taxes on it, and depending on what tax bracket you're in, it might save you quite a bit of money. You can deduct up to $12,500 there. Also, if you buy a car in 2025, and it has to be an American-made car, and it's a new car, you can deduct the interest up to $10,000. There are some precursors to that. It's only good through 2028, like a lot of these things. So pay attention to those things. Trump's account for tax savings for children. If you're a U.S.-born citizen, a child, you're going to get to $1,000 with a valid Social Security number. And then charitable deductions. Before, most people didn't get a lot of charitable deduction benefits, and now you're going to be able to do that up to $2,000 if you're married. So if you're looking at this, I don't know how many people there would say, okay, I'm against that. Now, the precursor comes of Medicaid, the SALT, and a lot of the benefits out there. So you need to do some research on that. Check and do a Google search, maybe to look at some AI and look at how you might be affected if it comes to SNAP benefits or it comes to Medicare or Medicaid, because you might be surprised. You might not be affected at all. So that's the report that we have for today. So my name is Dan Freo. I told you I'd talk a little bit about me at the end of this video. Why do I do this video? Why do we talk about mortgages and real estate and interest rates and that might help you or benefit you? Well, the reason is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. What that means is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I do have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Briefly, here's what it is. The federal bank I work for, we're set up with 32 other lenders. These are banks, credit unions, and just mortgage lenders. We can offer you their rates, their programs, and even their benefits. Like, you know, there's a program up here. Let me refresh this. It's a $7,000 grant if you're looking to purchase a home. So check and see if you're eligible for this or many of the other programs that we have available to you. So how this works is you put in your application through here. You work with yours truly during this whole process. And the benefit to you is What are you looking for out there when you're looking to build or buy or refinance? You get quotes from different lenders. Why? You want to see who has the program that you're looking for, but who's got the best rates and the lowest fees? Well, that's what we do for you. So our slogan is, that's what makes our slogan it. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So you don't have to put that. Give us all the heavy work. So if you're out there looking for a mortgage, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. Go to therateupdate.com. You're going to find everything that you need. Take care, folks. I'll be back tomorrow at the opening bell to let you know how this mess ends another day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.